up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
They say that I'm eccentric, but it's really kind of cool with me. The evening is electric, so let's light up our eternity.
This is our time to light up the sky. Dancing with the devil, cause it keeps me alive. Hold your breath, cause we're coming to your town. Never see the sun, cause we're rolling it down. This is our time to light up the sky. Dancing with the devil, cause
hey, what's up, guys? It's just me and Nick here.
Yep.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
It's like two-thirds of an Oreo. It's weird.
At least they can get right down to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, there you go. We're going to get back to normal this week. How about that?
Good.
Yeah, then we have a topic, which is kind of a weird topic to have. I'm going to lay out the topic, and we'll probably just revisit it next week.
Yeah.
The topic is, as we know, there's reboots and reimaginings of all sorts of shit going on right now. So I was, to keep up with the Joneses, as it may seem, I was thinking, what are your top picks, maybe, for, say, these three characters, Indiana Jones, Jessica Jones, and John Jones, also known as Martian Manhunter.
Mm-hmm.
So, all came from, I was reading a movie pilot article about Indiana Jones and how they want to do the franchise, and that they were thinking about rebooting it with Robert Pattinson as Indiana Jones, which, the guy from the movie that shall not be named.
Okay.
The one that played the vampire in said movie.
Yeah.
Also known as Cedric Diggory. But,
what?
I was, in Harry Potter. He was Cedric
I'm trying to, picture that.
Like, what he would look like in that?
Yeah, like him doing like Indiana Jones, any kind of like Indiana Jones like type action, taking a whip and swinging from I don't know wherever.
I think he could probably do it.
Like, he could, but how's it gonna look? That's what I'm wondering. It might be interesting.
It might. The one that stands out in my mind more than anything is Bradley Cooper.
Bradley
Cooper could totally do it.
Yeah. I could see him doing it.
Especially now that Disney owns all of Lucasfilm stuff.
Yeah.
And Indiana Jones is part of Lucasfilm.
Yeah. Well, so, Disney owns just about everything.
Yeah, pretty much. They just have to buy the WWE and we'll be set. They'll own everything from our childhood.
Exactly.
Yep. So, there was that. A lot of people are just like, Robert Downey Jr. I'm just like, Robert Downey Jr. is kind of old.
Yeah, he is.
He's 20 years younger than Harrison Ford, but that's not,
Yeah, but it wouldn't necessarily be like a reboot then.
Exactly.
It'd be like somewhat of a continuation.
Almost, yeah. It was like, there's no way to really reboot Indiana Jones, because it was all based off of comic books at that time.
Yeah.
That's what the stories were. That's why they tried to do the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull and give it this sci-fi feel, is because at the 1950s, that was what it was. That's what the comic books were, and they were all sci-fi and everything.
Yeah.
And I feel like, we've seen the World War II epics. We've seen the original Indiana Jones.
Yep.
I'm not sure if they could capture that magic anyway, but if they were going to do it, I think that they'd have to, if not get a name that is kind of synonymous with hate, like Robert Pattinson, and have him fill the roles, because let's face it, the only reason that Harrison Ford got the role of Indiana Jones is because he was hanging out with George Lucas and Steven Spielberg at the time, reading for the parts for reading the part of Indiana Jones while they were trying to cast the other actors.
Yeah.
And they were just like, well, he's really good. And so they asked him to, you know, audition for it. So, I mean, yeah, it's somebody that's, you know, well-known, but maybe not super well-known.
Yeah. Because,
I mean, before that, Harrison Ford did this little film that, this little kid's film called Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about, you know, that's where, why he was hanging out with George Lucas and Steven Spielberg at the time. So, yeah, maybe we need somebody like that. Maybe Benedict Cumberbatch, I'm not sure, but... Though I mean, can't see Benedict Cumberbatch going from...
It won't capture it like we saw back in the day, obviously, for us.
Obviously.
But I wonder what it will do for a younger audience that doesn't necessarily know or have watched the older films of Indiana Jones.
So what you're saying is we might be getting into episode one territory? Like what
I don't know. I kind of... I'm curious on what kind of... I guess you can say based off of the... who they cast is what direction they're trying to, or who they're actually going for in the film. I don't know if they're, you know, shooting for the guys like us who have grown to appreciate that kind of stuff, or if they're going for the, you know, the new guys coming in.
Yeah. I mean, for guys like us, I know we've grown up on that stuff. I mean,
yeah,
it was basically, you know, there's two big trilogies for us, three big trilogies. Star Wars, yeah. Godfather, and Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
You cannot consider yourself a fan of, you know, movies unless you know those trilogies.
Especially around that time.
Yeah.
They were huge. There's no way you couldn't have heard of them or whatever. So, you just couldn't escape it, really.
For geeks, especially movie geeks, you know, that is... those three trilogies... are to movie geeks as Scarface is to rappers. That's just...
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
It's too bad they couldn't make that a trilogy.
Yeah. Well, they've got another Scarface movie out. But I can't remember what it was called. It was like... It was weird and it didn't do anything but DVD sales. So...
I had an idea for that, but that's kind of like a fan fiction that I have going right now. I'm probably going to try to write that too.
There you go. Let's go to Jessica Jones. Now, this is a smaller role just because it's on the small screen. Like, it's a main character, but it's on the small screen. So there's almost a pick of the litter right there.
Yeah.
The one person that sticks out in my mind, and it's probably just because of the red hair, would probably be Felicia Day. She's not as comfortable in that... I'm Power Woman type of way, but I think it would be a nice contrast of, you know, Jessica Jones's powers to her actual, you know, to what Felicia Day's actual appearance is, you know, the little twig of a woman.
Yeah.
Beautiful woman, but still, she's really skinny, doesn't look very strong.
Nice looking, small framed woman.
Exactly. I think that would go nicely, you know, especially with what I've been reading of Luke Cage, where you have the strong-willed woman who has the same powers as Luke Cage.
Yeah.
But she doesn't, you know, she's not as big, she's not, you know, as bulky. Yeah. And then you have Luke Cage, who's this big, bulky guy who's very strong.
Yeah.
But inside, he's kind of, like, always doubting himself because... He's got impenetrable skin and everything like that. He's not as super as the other superheroes. And when you pair them up, they kind of complete each other. And that sort of dynamic also works in the favor of, you know, them being together and having to deal with all the problems of each thing. So that's my pick. I'm not sure if you have a pick for Jessica Jones.
I'm thinking. Ooh, you know me, I'm picky. I don't mind the pick that you just made. because that made a lot of sense. But another. No, I don't know why her name popped up in my head. Because probably because you said red hair. Rihanna, for some reason, popped up in my head. That would be a terrible, terrible. That's not my pick or
anything.
Well, if they
switch racial roles of Luke Cage and what do you call it?
Like, when you started saying skinny and red hair, and I was like, why is this face? No. But who else would I?
You know, I've also heard Jennifer Garner's name thrown about a little bit, which would just mean that we have
somebody like a Jessica Alba to do.
I can see Jessica Alba actually.
That's what I was thinking, because like I can see her totally pulling that off.
Yeah, I could actually see Jessica Alba. Because that's the character, her character type too.
Yeah,
it's totally like the Alias type of. I know we've talked about it before, but Alias is pretty much a love letter to Jessica Jones before she got her superpowers.
Okay.
That is, J.J. Abrams has even said that Jessica Jones was one of his favorite comics growing up, is one of his favorite characters. And
you know,
that,
you know the, sorry, you know I'm bad with names. The actress in, I'm sorry, I'll come back to it, Resident Evil.
Oh, Mila Jovovich.
Mila Jovovich, you think?
I think she's too big of a name.
Too big of a name? Okay.
Like, Jessica Alba, she does a lot of the little stuff. Like, the last big movie that she really did was, what, Good Luck Chuck? Or was that after or before... You know, Fantastic Four 2. And that was the last big movie that she really was in.
Yeah,
or starred in, at least. She might have done cameos and other things.
Yeah, okay.
But, I think... where Mila Jovovich, you know, she's got the Resident Evil series that her husband won't let go of.
Yeah.
So, she's always got a role.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think Jessica Alba getting into TV would be a smart move. You know, it's almost like being a teacher. You work for, you know, 6 or 7 months doing the series, and then you get 3 months off or whatever, or 6 months off to do other things. I think it would almost, you know, because I know she's more of a stay-at-home mom now that she's got these kids.
Yeah.
So it might be one of those things that, you know, a series would be better. You know, instead of making, you know, a movie which could take months out of the year, and then you got reshoots and everything like that, doing a series where there's not as many reshoots, it's just more time in front of the camera, and you can do what you want to do in between seasons.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of scheduling.
Exactly.
Movies and, you know, getting location.
Yeah, there's not as much post-production to a series than there is to a movie. You know, they're not going to show. They're not going to call somebody back for reshoots on a series.
Yeah.
So. So that's that. I have a very controversial choice for John Jones, the Martian Manhunter. John Hamm. I think John Hamm could totally pull off the Martian Manhunter.
John Hamm?
John Hamm, yeah.
Huh. John. Let's... whoa, what was that? Was that me?
That was you, yeah.
I sound like a weird robotic echo.
Yeah, it was you.
Alright, there's a lot of faces that are coming into my head with this. I'm gonna come back on this one.
Okay. The only other person, And it would only be if he shaved his beard and mustache. Common. I think Common would...
That's not a bad choice.
He's got the voice, too.
Yeah, he definitely could pull that off.
I would say Billy Crudup, but he's already been Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah.
So, don't want to do that.
Don't want to do that, yeah.
I've seen him in blue, and I've seen his dick. I don't need to... I don't need to see him in green in a tight spandex red thong.
Yeah. No need.
Yeah, so...
I like the Common one. But I'm not sure if he'd be willing.
Yeah, that's another thing, if he'd be willing or not. I think that's the one thing that the Justice League is always lacking in, is color. You know, I know there's been rumors about, like, The Rock playing Jon Stewart, the Black Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Not Jon Stewart, the guy from The Daily Show.
That's exactly who I was thinking of. I was like, why would he play a white guy on a Daily Show?
But there's been talks about The Rock playing him. Mm-hmm. I know.
Wouldn't have. Yeah. Nah, he would have to be younger. That part. If Samuel Jackson was younger, he probably would have done that.
I cannot see Samuel Jackson as Martian Manhunter.
In his younger days, yes.
No.
Yes.
No. What he's younger not, days? What, like?
He's not the, like, perfect, like, you know, visual for him.
Okay.
I don't know. He can pull that off.
Past Samuel Jackson pulling off Jon Stewart more than Martian Manhunter.
No, that's what I was talking about.
I thought you were talking about the Manhunter.
No. Jon Stewart.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, I meant Jon Stewart. I apologize. We had that completely.
Yeah, all I could think of was like freaking.
I would have never.
Samuel Jackson never, running away because of fire.
You know what? I'll pick Mitch.
What, for Martian Manhunter or for Jon Stewart?
Manhunter.
For Manhunter?
Yes.
You know, he works on that six pack a little bit.
Oh, we can
spray
get that
paint
done.
We'll spray paint him green.
Give him to me for like a month. I'll have him in the gym sweating out the milk.
Halloween. We'll just go. I'll dress up as Lobo.
Okay.
You can be right. Jon Stewart after he and Hawk Girl broke up.
Okay.
And so that's why you have the shaved head and the beard.
Yes. That works out.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch can be Martian Manhunter.
This is going to be a nostalgia.
We can get Ryan and Casey to play the Atom at different stages.
Oh, okay. I got you there. Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah. And we'll get John to just be Superman. We'll get John to be Superman, but the Nicolas Cage version of Superman.
I'm about to say, he doesn't have the hair to pull that off.
He's got to be the Nicolas Cage version of Superman. We're going to get him a long wig.
She might have to get his brother to do it.
Yeah.
He's the only one who has any good hair left. And he's tall.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, he's taller than Johnny.
Yeah, and that's John's little brother. That's the weird thing.
Yeah. I'll say younger.
Younger, yeah.
Yeah.
I just like to say little brother when the... When the younger brother is taller, it's just...
Yeah, it's just the ironic
yeah.
thing
to do. All right. You know, I'm not going to use the playing favorites. I'll let Mitch probably do this later. So, I think now I should talk about people that have passed on. You know, every week, we try to say a fond farewell. This week is actually a combination of last week's and this week's. So long, and thanks for all the fish. All right, this week.
Sounds like there should be a Broadway stage somewhere.
Yeah, don't say that too loud. I don't want to get Disney to be like, hey, somebody watched our movie and now they're using songs from it.
I know, right? They will hunt me down. Make sure I never see the light of day.
I'm probably the only person that even liked that movie. So, yeah. Not going to say any more about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, last week, we had a very sad passing. Maya Angelou, American poet. She wrote "I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings." She wrote the poem "On the Pulse of Morning," and she was also a civil rights activist, according to Wikipedia. So, yeah, that's a very sad passing.
Yes, it is.
And then this week, a not-so-sad passing, but still sad, not as sad as Maya Angelou.
It's not as sad, but still sad.
The middle square in what would then become the Hollywood Squares... tic-tac-toe board, I guess, from the Brady Bunch. Anne B. Davis, who played Alice on the Brady Bunch, passed away. So, yeah, that's some really sad stuff. They will be missed.
Yes,
to be honest with you, I know that Alice had a catchphrase and I can't remember it. So.
Oh, wow.
But I also can't remember any of... Maya Angelou's poem, so I think we're safe.
Yes. We will not be ruining any of these things.
Exactly. So, let's get on to the movie-rama. And since Ryan's not here, and Ryan's not going to be here because of family issues today, we're not really going to do a gaming corner. We're going to talk a little bit about games later on.
Okay.
We're also... we have a thing because E3 is next week. Everyone's going to get a topic, and that's what they're going to talk about next week.
That's our special podcast, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a special podcast all about E3. So you get a regular podcast, and then back to the special podcasts. All
right.
So,
sounds like a good time.
Yep. So let's get to the movie-rama. All
right.
So, as we talked about last week, Edgar Wright is no more, is not directing Ant-Man anymore. He's no longer the director. And they've been looking all over the place for a new director. The big name that came up was Adam McKay, who directed the Anchorman movies. But he passed on it, so they're still looking. There's a couple other directors that have passed.
I don't know how that would have worked.
They already have the script and all the cast ready to go. They just have to start shooting the damn thing.
Oh, so okay. They just
need the guy to say, you know, action. Hey, maybe you should play it like this a little bit.
Okay.
And then cut, you know. My personal pick, and I'm not sure if he would do it after Cop Out, but Kevin Smith. I think he has the same kind of dry humor that Edgar Wright would have brought to it.
Yeah.
With a knowledge of comic books, so he could probably sit there and just be like, you know, it's good in the script, but, you know, when you say it, you got to say it kind of like this, because that's probably how, you know, Hank Pym would say it, or that's how, you know, Scott Lang would say it. And I think that he would bring something that even Edgar Wright probably wouldn't have brought to the script. So, if you're listening, movie people, don't listen to the other part, Disney. Listen to this part right now. Kevin Smith for Ant-Man. I've also heard some other ones, like Gareth Edwards, who just finished up with Godzilla. So he also was one of the producers of The Raid 2.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I don't remember seeing his... Oh, okay, maybe I missed it. Yeah.
He was a producer. He didn't direct it or anything. He's also directing the Raid Redemption US version.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, we'll see what else. Doctor Strange has been announced. Has formally been announced.
Oh, yeah.
So we're getting a Doctor Strange movie. They're in talks, or rumored talks, with Jared Leto, or Leto, or however the fuck you pronounce his name, to play the good doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They already have the director in Scott Derrickson. So it looks like Doctor Strange is moving forward, and I was wrong about Doctor Strange being part of the Defenders. Even though the Defenders, you know, their base of operations is, you know, Doctor Strange, his mansion in New York. So, yeah, I was wrong about that. Whatever.
Weird.
Keeping on our little comic book thing going on right now, Emily Blunt has been seen auditioning over at Warner Brothers for Batman versus Superman, or Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. And the rumors are that she's auditioning to play Catwoman.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if Catwoman is going to have an English accent, but she does have a pretty sexy English accent. Just saying.
No more Halle Berry.
Yeah, no more Halle Berry at all.
She's probably
Anne Hathaway was all right, but...
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway was all right, but she was more Julie Newmar than Anne Hathaway.
Hathaway.
Yeah, it was like...
I agree with that, yeah.
And, you know, they've never had my favorite... anyone emulate my favorite Catwoman from the 66 series anyway, so... And that would be Eartha Kitt. Best Catwoman ever. So, finally, in movie news... Josh Trank, the guy that did Chronicle, he's also directing the new Fantastic Four reboot. They just signed him to a Disney movie.
A reboot?
Which is, yeah, they're doing the Fantastic Four reboot. We've talked about this. Michael B. Jordan's gonna...
I think I asked the same question. I was like, is it old enough to be a reboot?
Yeah.
If
Spider-Man is old enough to be rebooted... if Spider-Man is old enough to be rebooted.
I thought that was just supposed to be another universe or something.
Nope, it was a reboot.
Okay.
Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man is technically an origin story of Spider-Man 4. Like, they took the script from Spider-Man 4 and just made it into an origin story again.
Mm-hmm.
Or so Ryan says. Ryan knows this stuff better than I do, so I tend to believe him more than anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Especially, like, I know there's, based off of reading old comics, there's a, I don't know. I just thought it was supposed to be, you know, a different universe type deal, but
yeah,
I guess
it's more off of the alternate universe.
Yeah.
But, you know, just they changed things around a little bit. Mm-hmm. Lizard was the main bad guy in Spider-Man 4.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They just changed things around to fit into the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah.
Josh Trank, who's doing the Fantastic Four reboot, or the alternate Universe Fantastic Four, however you want to look at it, is now going to take the reins of one of the Star Wars solo films. Is it Han Solo? I'm not sure. He's either going to do Han Solo or Boba Fett, which is one of the standalone films.
Yeah.
That will fall in the continuity, but it will not, you know, it will not star anyone from the original films. It's kind of like a, not a reboot, but an earlier version, a prequel, if you will, of what Han Solo was doing before, you know, like as he met Chewie and everything like that.
Yeah. I'm not shocked that they'll have no one from the original cast.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. Let's get into some releases, because we got some really weird assortment of releases this week.
Mm-hmm.
DVDs, we've got Lone Survivor, which is that one with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg in the military movie. Yeah.
I'm deep in Afghanistan. I can't get out. I don't know what's going on.
I can fight. I can fight.
Yeah, I do a horrible Mark Wahlberg impersonation.
But I'll live for mine.
Then we have RoboCop. Came out on DVD.
Which I still didn't watch that one.
I haven't seen it either.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Then we have the one that made me not want to be religious ever again. Son of God. I don't remember what movie I came out of, but I was at the Milford Theater.
Yeah.
And I come out of, it was, must have been an IMAX movie.
Oh.
I come out, and I'm walking out, and just as people from Son of God are coming out, I didn't have to go to the bathroom, but Ryan and Kylie did.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, Casey's with us. I'll just, you know, I'll hold Casey with me because he doesn't want to go to the bathroom. And these fucking people started, like, running towards him to, like, get out of the movie theater. And they're like, get out of the way, brat. Fucking asshole. This is a fucking movie. And I'm just like, and I look at the movie that they're coming out of, and it's Son of God. I'm just like, seriously? She's like, and this woman was just like, I'm so glad that the church paid for us to come see this movie. I'm just like, come again? The worst fucking people going to see a movie about the Son of God.
Well, there's another one coming out, isn't there? Or is it probably already
I think it's already out. God is not dead. That one?
Or it's Heaven is real?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's just like, I cannot stand religious movies.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I didn't even want to go. I don't want to see Noah when it comes out. I will probably, if I see it on HBO, I'll just be like, no.
I won't lie. Out of all the religious movies that I've seen, I'll watch that one just because. But, like, I think it's going to be along the lines of the Book of Eli.
Yeah. But it's just like, from what I've heard of it, too, it's just like, hey, we're going to get really religious and then really rapey. So I'm just like, oh, like a Catholic church. Oh, no, I went there.
I'm cool with that. I don't know how many others are cool with that, but I am. Get over it. That happened.
In the box office, we have The Edge of Tomorrow, or as manga fans know it, All You Need Is Kill, based on off the Japanese novel, All You Need Is Kill.
All You Need Is Kill, yep.
So,
also,
it looks pretty good for a Tom Cruise film.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to know, when is Tom Cruise going to start looking his age of 73?
I don't know. I seem like I wanted to. I had interest in this movie, but like, I don't know. Maybe it's just that it's Tom Cruise. I don't know.
I mean, I remember watching Rain Man, and I'm just like, you know, Tom Cruise and, what's his name? Shit, I just had his name in my head, and I can't think of it now.
Well, because, like, sometimes it's just, like, I don't feel like watching Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, Tom Cruise was, like, in his 30s in the 80s.
Yeah.
The 80s were 30 years ago. No, he was late 20s, early 30s in the 80s.
I want to know his doctor.
Yeah, he's got to be in his 60s.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, at least, you know, late 50s, early 60s right now.
Let's go with late 50s.
Yeah.
It's close.
But it's still, yeah, he's like turning that bend of 60. And he still looks like he did in fucking Rain Man.
Like, dude, you look exactly the same. What?
Yeah, it's just like, it must be Scientology. I think that's what it is.
Maybe. I mean, I think John Travolta almost looked. I don't know.
Yeah, John Travolta looks about, yeah, just about as young.
He's older. He's aged.
But, yeah, he's aged.
But it's not bad, though.
No, he just keeps on getting bigger, though. It's really weird. He's still skinny, but he keeps on getting bigger.
I don't know.
It's strange to me.
Science, you got something going on.
All right, so yeah, that comes out, and The Fault in Our Stars, which is the Charlene Woodley film based on the book The Fault in Our Stars, about a girl who has cancer and likes to make up stories about, you know, how life should be. I guess. I don't know. I
don't know much of this movie.
I don't either. I have a feeling I'm going to be forced to watch it at some point.
I don't know. For some reason, I think one of my sisters will be watching and they'll demand that I watch it with them.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it for movies. And then let's get into video games. So, Murdered Soul Suspect.
Murdered Soul Suspect.
Is out for Windows, PS3, PS4, the 360, and the 1. Worms Battlegrounds for PS4 and the 1. Lifeless Planet. I have no idea what the hell that is.
Neither do I. Lifeless Planet?
It's for Windows and Mac.
I'll ask Ryan about this.
And then Tamagotchi Life, which is for the 3DS, but it never showed up on here when I was doing it, so I just know it's for the 3DS.
Alright.
Because that's the one that, I don't think you were here for that episode, Nick. We were talking about that. There was a gay and lesbian rights activist thing going, well, you can't have a same-sex relationship in your game. And Nintendo was just like, it's a game for kids. And they're just like, well, why can't you have a same-sex relationship? You can have a relationship with a different sex. And Nintendo was just like, this was made in Japan. We just, you know, changed the wording around. This game has been around for, like, 5 years now. We're just porting it over to the United States now. Please don't hurt us.
Well, then tell them to go play Mass Effect and go tell them to play Skyrim.
And Fable.
Huh?
And Fable.
And Fable, yes. They'll get what they want.
Yeah. Apparently they want it mobile. That's what it is.
Yeah, they just want to bring it with them. Yeah. Okay. Understand, I guess.
So, like I was saying, now that we're getting got into the gaming quarter, E3 is just around the corner. It is next week. Literally just around the corner.
Oh, yes.
Was it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Is E3. So we've got so much news that we're going to have to cover. I've decided that we're going to each take a little piece and cover it ourselves. Nick, I'm not sure. Are you going to be here next week? You have no idea, do you?
I have to double check my schedule. I do have some things planned, but I'm not sure if it's next week or the week after.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
So, for E3, I'm going to take all the Xbox news. Ryan's going to take all the Nintendo news. Nick, I want you to take all the PlayStation news.
Okay.
I'm going to have John and Mitch take over for third-party games.
Okay.
So, all you have to pretty much do is watch the PlayStation press conference.
Okay.
So we're gonna report on that on the press conferences. If I can, Yeah, I'll get you the schedule. All
right.
Of everything, I think it's all going to be on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
So we got the keynote speaks.
No matter where I'm at.
Yeah. As soon as they come online and I can find a YouTube video, I'm gonna post them for every one of our listeners to watch.
Should be up on the page.
So, yeah. They'll be up on the page. I'll throw them up on Facebook as well. Any videos that I can find. And, you know, we've got a lot to talk about next week for video games. This week, not a lot. Games with Gold just started on the 1. This month, also on the 360, there is 3 games with gold instead of 2. Everything works out pretty well with the games with gold. I'm going to tell you if you can download, if it says that you have things downloaded,
yep,
or that you can re-download things when they're downloaded onto a console that your name is on. I'm not sure. You should be, because you should be able to, because people have bought them, but yep, whatever. I'll know that next week. You know, right, yeah, at the beginning of E3, we're gonna have 2 Xbox Ones going over here, so we'll have, you know, a lot to talk about with Xbox. Nintendo also has their stuff. They're going to have, what do you call it? Super Smash Brothers playable at 100 Best Buys all around the country. If you're living in Connecticut, which I know a lot of you are, the Best Buy in Manchester is the only one at the moment. So, if you're going to go to, if you can, get to Manchester. I'm gonna actually gonna try to get to Manchester and give my findings to Ryan. But I think that starts this weekend. So, I'm not sure if Ryan can find a ride to Manchester to try and play. Let's see. I had all this stuff for gaming if Ryan had to go, and now I can't remember any of it because I didn't write any of it down because I'm an idiot.
Well,
yeah, like I said, E3 is just around the corner. We have a couple of leaks.
There's a lot of games in the corner that we have to catch up on next week.
Yeah. You know, and John's not here, and I wanted to talk to John about Payback for the turnbuckle. So let's enter into the turnbuckle. I don't think Mitch is going to be joining us because we're almost done with this. But the turnbuckle was this week. We have a lot to talk about because it was finally a return to the wrestling that I know and love. There are two matches in general that I want to talk about. One is the No Holds Barred Last Man Standing match between John Cena and Bray Wyatt. This was a really fun match to watch. Just because it...
John Cena won, right?
John Cena won. But they're kind of making Bray Wyatt out to be like this Kane or Undertaker type character. This evil, you know...
Replacing the Undertaker, probably?
Yeah, and they're making him out to be this. And, you know, he takes this punishment and he gets right back up, sits right back up, whatever type thing. And he's not that big, he's just very imposing. And to the point where John Cena won the match by doing the attitude adjustment through a box and then shoving another box on top of that box. So, what do you call it? So Bray Wyatt couldn't get up.
Well, he couldn't get up because there were objects on top.
Exactly.
Got it.
So, you know, the 10 count, not that Bray Wyatt... It was silly wrestling. Because there was enough room where Bray Wyatt fell that he could move and get up out of the boxes. But he just stayed there because wrestling.
Put on a show.
You got to put on a show. And it looked good. That was the best part was, you know, John Cena stood on top of the boxes. So, you know, he couldn't get up or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, he wasn't that big. Bray Wyatt's not that big that it was like, oh, this box is on top of him and he's stuck and he's moving his arms around or anything like that.
Well, I don't think they look too far into logic.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a show. It's like, you know, it's like stuntmen putting on a show and they're the main actors.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was very nice to see. It was really, really good to see these competitors going at it like that and using these kind of like old school techniques to put on the show.
Okay.
The second match, and I've come to really appreciate the Shield for this, was the Shield versus the Authority. The problem is with the Shield versus the Authority is the Authority, or Evolution, I should say, which was you know, Triple H, Batista, and Randy Orton.
Uh-huh.
They're not, you know, they're not the high-flying guys.
They're not.
Where, you know, what got me really into watching some of these guys put their lives on the line, the Triple Threat TLC match. Any Triple Threat TLC match. Because you know what? You got the Dudleys, and they were big guys. But they would go up to the extreme heights that Edge and Christian would go up to, and that the Hardys would go up to, and they'd do those falls and they'd take those jumps, they'd do those risks, and you know they actually did all that stuff.
Yes.
And with the Shield, all you have is Seth Rollins doing this stuff.
Yes.
Seth Rollins does the acrobatic jump from 20 feet in the air onto concrete. You know,
I just think I don't know if we'll ever get that back.
Yeah,
at that level.
And that's the thing.
They don't have the
superstars that are athletic and crazy enough to do that anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of what's missed.
Yeah, that's.
I think if they had more of that, because I think the reason why they stopped doing it is because of the other brand,
TNA.
TNA, yeah.
Because,
TNA is full of guys that's like that. So I think they're saying, okay, let TNA go that direction. We're going to go another direction.
Yeah.
Even though, it's a different type of show, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, you have all this shit going on and everything with between The Shield and Evolution, which was good stuff. I mean, they got to the point where, the heels were taking the faces out one by one, and they weren't eliminating them, they were just causing damage, quote unquote, to them. And then the Shield comes back with Seth Rollins jumping from inside the Titantron. Which basically, it wasn't like when Shane jumped from the top of the Titantron.
Uh-huh.
But Seth Rollins climbed up to where the screen is on the Titantron and then jumped from there.
He did a Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy. And so, the Shield eventually won, eliminating Batista first, then Randy Orton, and then Triple H. And it was all in all a good match, really back to old school wrestling, like I said. Triple H brought out the sledgehammer, because, that's what Triple H does.
That's exactly.
And then we got to Raw. And on Raw, everything changed. And it was almost as awesome as anything, because it wasn't predictable. First time I've been there, I've been watching, and knowing exactly what's going to happen, but getting the person wrong.
Okay.
Because I knew that somebody from the Shield was going to betray the Shield.
That's predictable.
And it was very predictable that somebody was going to. I thought it was going to be Dean Ambrose because, fuck Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins takes out Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns for Evolution. But that was after Batista had quit. Batista quit because he's doing a movie called The Kickboxer with Georges St-Pierre.
MMA fighter.
Yeah. So
He's going to come back.
Yeah, he's going to come back. He quit.
Yeah. Because, they always do that. They always I quit, I'm done. And then they come back. And it's
Other thing. Daniel Bryan's had a neck injury that he went into for surgery, and they've been playing it up like it's this horrible, horrible thing, and that he's got to surrender his titles so, whoever can take them and whatever. To the point that they were just like, if you don't surrender your title, then your wife Brie Bella will be fired. And so Brie Bella quit. My opinion on that is, whatever, I don't give a shit. Most of the divas are good on Total Divas, and in the ring they're shit, so I really don't care. There hasn't been a good in-ring woman since Lita left.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
Because she left after Trish Stratus, right?
Yeah, she left after Trish Stratus. And
yeah.
Yeah, they had three really good wrestling women.
Yeah, they
with
did.
Chyna, Trish Stratus, and Lita, all at the same time.
Yeah. It was a good time. For all of them.
And they were really, really good at what they did.
Yeah, they were acrobatic, they were strong.
Exactly.
They were athletic.
And before that, what'd they have? They had Sable.
Sable, Jacqueline.
Yeah.
I think those are the only two that come to memory.
Luna.
There's one more, but I can't remember her name.
Luna.
Kelly, the tall one. Kelly something.
Oh,
the one with the legs.
No, that's Stacy. Stacy Keibler, but she wasn't a good...
Stacy Keibler, she was okay in her later career, but when she started, she was horrible.
Yeah.
I feel there was one more that was actually good, though. I just can't remember their name.
I don't know, but, I mean, there's been very few really good female wrestlers. I'm sure there's probably a couple that are coming up in NXT.
Okay.
I know Natalya has been out there, and she's been doing wrestling for a number of years now.
The big one.
Huh?
What's her name?
Luna?
That does this or whatever with her arms.
The big one. Tamina?
The muscular one. What's her name?
Tamina Snuka? Snuka? Yeah.
No. The big blonde one.
The big blonde, what, from old times or from right now?
She was recent. She used to wrestle with that, the one that's with the Heart Foundation girl. What's her name?
I think you're thinking of Natalya.
Natalya?
Yeah.
I thought Natalya had black hair.
No, Natalya, she did have black hair. She's blonde now.
I don't know if it's the same person.
There's also Emma.
The one that picks you up with both your arms behind your back, and she holds you up like that, and that's like her submission move or whatever.
Oh, was that AJ Lee? No, AJ Lee has like brown hair, like red hair, reddish brown hair.
Like this woman is like very muscular. She's blonde. She looks like a natural blonde, and she holds you up like that, and it's like a submission move.
I don't know.
I'll ask John later.
John would know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really think that Brie's just going because she's probably pregnant.
Who?
Brie Bella's probably quit because she's probably pregnant.
Okay.
You know, that 5 second honeymoon that they had after WrestleMania.
All right.
With all that said and done, they had a whole thing with John Cena also, where he kind of called Stephanie out on, you know, leave Daniel Bryan alone. And I think we're going to start to see Kane, since he's no longer corporate Kane, and back to the demon Kane, going to the Wyatt family and basically being like their dog. We're going to see Bray Wyatt tame the demon to do his bidding. Which,
my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have any Tales from the East stuff?
I recently watched the Titan.
The Attack on Titan.
It's okay. I guess I still would prefer the Japanese version. But, like, anybody who hasn't seen it, I would recommend them to watch it. If you have never seen Attack on Titan in the Japanese version, it's a pretty good anime to watch as of right now. Bleach was gone for a couple of weeks, and they're starting up with continuing with the season that they just started on Toonami. Adult Swim, whatever it is, whatever you call it. And what else? There's also I have to get this off my chest real quick. If anybody reads the Naruto Shippuden series on manga, it's starting to become a bit disappointing for me. But that's something I'll have to get in with when Mitch comes back. But the direction that they're taking right now, if anybody's up to date, is I'm not sure if I'm cool feeling it. But that's about it.
Also, the Attack on Titan English dub volume 1 just came out on DVD for the pre-orders. You can buy it in stores soon, but everyone who pre-ordered it has it now. So,
was that even... Did they have it at GameStop, I think, too? Like, if you pre-order it there?
I don't know if they had it. Like, I don't know.
Because, like, I know they do, like, certain, like, movies or animes there. I don't know if they have, like, a ton of anime. But I had never bought anything from there before, so, like, that way. But I don't know. Yeah, I just thought that you might have saw something that said that.
All right, so I think that'll just about do it for this week. It's so sorry that nobody else could join us today, but hey, you know, shit done. Happens. We got it done. Yep. Also, you know, guys, go see. I have to say this before we leave, guys. Go see Connie, our friend, over at the Northford Corn and Potato Festival in July. She's got her Northford Magic table over there. Helps us out, so we're going to help her out. Also, if you guys go to the Edge Tattoo in South Windsor, Connecticut, go talk to Steve, hook you up. I'm not sure if he'll give you any discounts, but really good tattoo artist. I told him I'd give him a shout-out. Any questions or comments, or you guys want to be part of the show, whatever, email us, l4tpodcast@gmail.com, or you know, give us a call, 203-747-8335. That's 203-747-TED5. If you guys are still listening, maybe I should do this announcement at the beginning of the show. Get people to call in and everything. But yeah, let us know what your thoughts are on E3 and all that jazz. And Nick, you got anything?
Hopefully we'll have a sportscast prime coming up soon. Unfortunately, Mike may not be able to do it with us. We're going to have to go on without him. But it should be a good show. Me and John will try to get that up and out there as soon as possible.
Yeah, and some more movie clubs. Like I've said before, we've got Godzilla in the works. We've got X-Men Days of Future Past movie club in the works. And we have a Maleficent movie club in the works. You guys are going to hear us rant and rave about all three movies and how they could have done better, because there's no such thing as a perfect movie to any of us. So,
yeah.
I'm
also taking over, starting to post more stuff on the page for Sportscast Prime. Check some of that out. Put some new pictures and some new posts and stuff, so you guys can go check that out on our Facebook page.
All right. See you guys next week.
Catch you later.
You just listened to a Hybrid Works Network podcast. Don't you feel good about yourself now? No? Oh, sorry.